Welcome to our podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's lurking around each and every corner. Now here are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 15. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. Nate is our sound engineer, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, what is going on, man?
Nothing too much, man. How you doing?
I am really good, because it is Sunday, which is different as far as recording, but we are recording.
It is Sunday. Well, and it's a step closer to our Saturday morning feel.
Yeah.
We're going to get there someday, right?
Yeah. But no, it's been a great weekend. The weather was beautiful and went to a comedy show last night.
Who did you go see?
Donnie Baker.
That's great.
I don't know if our listeners know who that is, but he's popular on the Bob and Tom show, which is a local radio show, but it's syndicated. And
Coast to coast.
We saw Donnie Baker at the Eagles Lodge, and it was hilarious.
He is funny.
It was really fun. And the guy that opened up for him, his name was Jake. He was good. And no, it was a good time, and you know, worked as always. But excited to be in the recording studio.
I'd do a Donnie Baker impression, but I'd mess it up, so I'm not even going to try.
I'm known for my Donnie Baker.
Are you? Well, let's get.
But I don't think it's going to sound good on the podcast. I swear to God.
It's
hard to.
I roped you into that one, didn't I?
I do it all the time at work. I'm like, oh my gosh. But, no, it was fun. And no, it's been a great weekend. I mean, like I said, did my normal working, but had good family time Friday and
good.
Finished up. No, we didn't finish up. We're watching The Haunting of Bly Manor.
How far are you in that?
We have two, maybe three episodes left.
So you're Pat. Okay. You figured out the Lady of the Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The episode is when
she's got a backstory.
She killed the guy and drug him in the lake.
Oh, these are spoiler alerts. Spoiler alerts. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, that's where we're at. Yeah. And then we finished them last Friday.
I haven't had the guts to do them yet, but I should do that.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy. It was good. Mm-hmm. We liked that. So yeah. No, it was just a fun weekend. So
it's awesome. Did you guys have a good Memorial Day weekend? I know that
we did.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Nate, you had. Good weekend this time, you know, this past weekend, and then
Memorial down at Lake Cumberland, and
nice.
This weekend, hanging out at my camper. So,
ooh, very nice.
Oh, that's nice, right. Yeah,
nice
that's
and
right.
Relaxing.
It's the way it should be.
Yeah, we got some good family time over Memorial Day.
Yeah,
and then it was kind of nice. We had a busy week at work, but it was nice because it was only a 4-day week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So now we're gearing up for vacation Bible school this week. So
VBS next week, right?
Yep. It's exciting. I mean, it's great for the kids. And we got to set up tomorrow, Monday, and then starts Tuesday through Friday. And it's
vacation
crazy.
All I ever wanted.
We have about 1,000 between the kids and volunteers. We have over 1,000. It's a lot of people in the building at one for 3.5 hours, 4 hours, whatever.
A couple of my kids went through there. I remember, and they'd always, my William especially, would see you and wave at you.
Hey, Coach Todd.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I'm gearing up for. Yeah. I'm like, whew, it's more mental than anything.
Right, yeah.
Wears me out physically, too. But no, everything's great, though. Yeah, we're just plugging away. So, you know, a couple of weeks away from vacation, so.
Yeah, and you're going
we're on the countdown.
Tybee Island, right? Savannah, maybe?
Yes, sir, Tybee Island. Visit Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're trying to, my wife looked into it, trying to set up maybe doing a ghost tour.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
Real fun. And trying to convince both my kids that, because when I mention that, they think it's a haunted, like they think it's going to a haunted house where people are going to jump out at them.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, no, this is it's a ghost tour. I said, it's historical. They're going to show, you know, tell us about the whatever they're going to show us, you know. I said, and then they're going to tie in the ghost stuff, but it's
right.
So I said, it's not a haunted attraction. It's not a haunted house. They're not going to be in costume. So when my son, he's like, Dad, I'm like, so I was telling him, you know, dude, it's not a haunted house. He's like, okay. And I'm like, you'll have fun. It's not going to be scary.
You're not going to have Jason Voorhees chasing you with a machete.
Right. Nobody's going to chase you out with the chainsaw, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He goes, well, you know what? Remember in Tennessee, because there's one in Gatlinburg, and it just sent him over the edge. Well, my daughter, too, just sent them over the edge. So I'm like, it's not like that.
You scarred him.
I know. Mm. I know. So I'm trying to.
Way to go, Dad.
I know. It was my wife's fault. Sorry, Amy.
Sorry, Amy.
Yeah, so Tybee Island and, Savannah. So that's what we're looking forward to, and that's 2 weeks away. So
that's very cool. Yeah, we've got...
Two weeks from today, actually.
A few weeks. We've got several different baseball, tournaments coming up, but one of them's going to be in Sandusky, Ohio, and end of June. So that'll be... Yeah, we're going to do not just Sandusky for the tournament, but we'll be doing Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah. So I've never been there.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
Kings Island. That's the only place I've gone.
Right. It's a lot like Kings Island.
Holiday World.
I consider it a step above Kings Island, although Kings Island's great, but it's, they got a water park there, and it's a little... I always felt like it was a little bit bigger. But it's totally worth it. It'll be fun.
Yeah. We've done the Kings Island, and we've done, Holiday World, and then I think two times we've done Great Wolf Lodge. That's right next to Kings Island.
Kings Island.
Yeah, we've been there too.
Yeah, so that mess is strictly a water park, but cool. Mm-hmm. So, and then Nate, you're going on vacation too, right? Or somewhere in June?
First week of July.
Oh, July.
Just after the 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go back down to Lake Cumberland.
Nice.
Spend a week down there.
And that's Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay, because I've never been. Okay.
Yeah, down by Somerset, Kentucky.
Yeah, and I've been through Somerset 3 or 4 times, actually.
That's God's country down there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It is. Bluegrass. That is God's country, because I'm a UK basketball fan, so that's why I say that. Shout out to the Wildcats.
I got the look.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, guys, thank you for joining us. I can't believe this is episode 15 already.
Isn't that crazy?
And it is crazy, and it's exciting, and all that good stuff. I want a couple of announcements before we get into our topic. Thank you to our listeners for sending us over the 2000 plus download mark.
Whoop, whoop.
Cannot believe that. And we gained, and I'm going to say thank you for letting us have a week off. We gained 115, downloads without even putting an episode out. So that was amazing.
That is really,
thank you guys.
That's so cool. It's really
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very humbling. And then a special shout out. Sean wanted me to make sure I mention Texas is a big listenership.
We got at least three major.
Houston, Dallas, and what was the other one?
Grapevine.
Grapevine. Mm-hmm. Okay, I failed to write that down. So thank you to Texas. Thank you to everybody, but Texas, Houston, Dallas, and Grapevine.
They've been vying for the top spot. Grapevine right now is the second city.
It's awesome.
Highest percentage. And so that is really cool.
So you guys like your creepy stuff.
Texas has great taste. I mean, that's all we could say.
That's right. It's awesome. So unless you guys have something to announce.
One thing I did want to say, I know we do shout outs, but and Harrison was telling me again, he has some different friends that have been listening to our podcast, and I always appreciate that. And I appreciate the friends and family that listen, just like we were just saying. But I have to say to a special listener out there who has really been apparently listening to all of our podcasts, Jalen. So that's one of our good listeners out there. He has been promoting us apparently on Snapchat, which is awesome. And he and his mom, Brianna, I don't think she would mind me saying her name.
Brianna.
And they listen to the podcast together on the couch when we drop our episodes, I guess. And that is their bonding
that's
time.
Fun.
One of the ways they bond.
That's very cool. I like that.
I think that's awesome. Really. So shout out to both of them, Jalen and Brianna.
Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
That's what everybody should be doing.
Exactly.
With
bond over.
This
our
should
show.
Be the number one thing they should be bonding over. I mean,
I would agree. And I think they would agree too.
No, that's all. Yeah, it's really cool though.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So with all of that said, Sean, what are we going to talk about for episode 15?
One other thing is, did you say the Hillbilly Horror Stories? Did you mention that? I'm sorry. I might have missed.
Oh, you know what? I do have it in my notes. I was thinking the next episode. I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
Yep.
So because I mentioned on Facebook that we were interviewed a week ago, Wednesday. So a week and a half ago, on Hillbilly Horror Stories, Jerry and Tracy Polly are the host, and that was fun.
It really was very
cool. That is a huge. I know we've mentioned their show before.
Yep.
But it's a very fun, awesome podcast. He's been doing, I think they said, for 5 years, and I got to know Jerry 3 or 4 years ago, and then I had stayed at their house on an evening to kind of watch how a podcast is done. Watching it from
is
the
is that
best.
Restraining order still in effect though?
I think so.
Okay, I thought but, so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just watching out for you, Jerry.
Yeah, I think it expires in a couple months.
Oh, good, it's a couple months. That's good.
He wasn't allowed to make eye contact with
me. Right. I had
bars over his eyes.
Mm-hmm, right. But they had us on their show, and I was like so excited. I mean, I'm like, wow, we're on Hillbilly Horror Stories. I mean, he's got a huge listenership, and they've been doing it for a long time. They've got over 200-plus episodes.
Right.
Yeah, so...
That'll be dropping tonight.
And yeah, exactly. So, because I think they usually record on Saturdays, mm-hmm. and then they drop it on Sunday, you know, Sunday late afternoon or early evening. So
that is so cool.
So thank you, Jerry and Tracy, for having us on there, and it was a blast to do. And
we can't wait to hear it, honestly. I know. Like, I'm excited. It's like Christmas.
Yeah, but to our listeners, yeah, you know, if you want to listen to us being interviewed, and then whether we were or not, give Hillbilly Horror Stories a listen. It's always fun.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah,
they have a lot of content. So
mm-hmm. and they do a lot of interviews. You know, mm-hmm. usually I'll split it up. He'll tell a story, and then the second half is having, you know, an author or investigator mm-hmm. or somebody, you know, or another podcaster. So, yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up, Sean.
No problem.
So, yeah.
So tonight, though, what our subject is going to be, now this is a perfect night to do this. The first thing I wanted to say before I even talk about what we're doing is it is D-Day today. Mm-hmm. So June 6th, 1944, was the Normandy invasion. So that is a huge historical aspect of World War II, and not just for Americans, but for, you know, leading to the victory over, you know, the Nazis and all the Axis powers. That's a big, big part of history. So today...
And thank you to those.
Absolutely. That gave their lives.
We're sitting here because of them.
Right. Exactly. And we're not far out from Memorial Day and obviously right. Veterans Day shortly before or well before that. But mm-hmm. So we appreciate all of those services, but especially on D-Day, we really appreciate those who sacrificed on that particular day. And so thank you to all of them. I know watching Saving Private Ryan, my grandfather didn't live to see that day, but he's a World War II veteran. And it was so, my dad did watch it, and he's like, it's so realistic, like the battle, the way that it actually comes at you and what they must have experienced, that, like I said, it really drives that point home that how special that is. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so for episode 15, we are going to talk about the Battle of Los Angeles. This is something that a lot of people probably haven't heard. I've heard it for years, and I've listened to different podcasts about it. I've looked at articles, I've watched videos, and, you know, during this, you know, discussion, we're going to talk about the ins and outs of it. But it's fascinating because obviously it's part of World War II history, but it is one of the first, real like alien ideas of, you know, a sighting and was it aliens? Was it, you know, the Japanese or whatever, but so we're going to lay some groundwork historically, not too much. And then we're going to kind of talk about that time period and some of the ways that this was looked at and still viewed today as an absolute mystery. Nobody yep. has exactly the answers for this, but it's going to be a fun talk.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it is. Yeah, it's however many years ago.
And this is not...
60, 70.
This is not
yeah.
about the new movie.
No, 2011. The funny... I watched some movies or, yeah, some... That movie, the trailer. I've never seen the actual movie. I'm not sure that it was very good.
Battle for Los Angeles.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it.
Was it any good?
It's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a lot. You know, what's wrong with this movie? And the first thing they said is Battle Los Angeles. It's like it sounds like you're supposed to battle Los Angeles instead of battle like colon yeah, Los yeah, Angeles. Yeah. Like, so because as I understand that movie, there's like a world war, like the whole world is being invaded, but Los Angeles is where they're kind of like focusing on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. So yeah, this is not to be mistaken with that movie by any means. So yeah, this happened in 1942. So to kind of put this in perspective, the war started, World War II started, December 7th, 1941. Is when we were brought in. Pearl Harbor was bombed. Mm-hmm. Franklin Roosevelt said those words. You know, it's a day that will live in infamy. So we were real in 1941. We just started. You know, World War II itself started in Poland when the Nazis invaded.
And they woke
Poland
a sleeping giant
in 1939. Yeah, and so the America had tried to stay out. You know, World War I was not that long before that. And so we really wanted to stay, you know, neutral and blah, blah, blah. So but we did not. So the Japanese, when they bombed us, they brought us in.
They forced our hand.
They did force our
hands. Yes, they did.
So we had that. So that sets, they talk about it being kind of like the war nerves. Because, you know, once we were attacked, it was like, man, this could happen anywhere. So they said on the East Coast, New York, 2 days after Pearl Harbor, there were air raid sirens going off and they thought they were going to be attacked. So there was definitely, and that was 2 days after we had officially, you know, joined the war. And then up to leading up to this, you know, this happened in February. So on, there were all kind of reports of, you know, the along the West Coast, they had to do blackouts in the cities up through Alaska was being threatened. And there actually was some actually bombings up through in Alaska around this around the same time period. But what happened is that this is also referred to as the Great Los Angeles Air Raid. But so late on the 24th of February to the early 25th of February, there was the Army and the Navy basically had to they were under attack. They felt like they were under attack. And there was up to 1,400 shells that were fired, according to the news and the journalists, the next day, that were fired overnight throughout the night. It was on and off. Like, there was a huge attack, and everybody, they said at this time, Los Angeles, or at least the surrounding area there, would have had 1.25 million people living there, and at least 100,000 of the residents would have seen, like, saw things that were going on. So that's what that having all of that, and they were they people just assumed that, oh my gosh, the Japanese are here. Yeah. They're attacking us.
Well, there's claims like, oh, there's a submarine out there. Oh, there's a plane out there. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of claims of different people seeing a bunch of stuff.
Right. So they, but there was definitely what would have been an annihilation of, you know, artillery and bombing that was going on. That like there was some kind of a battle going on. So that's why this is considered a battle or air raid. Now, just before this, so on February 23rd, so the day before, Japan at 7:15, Franklin Roosevelt was giving a fireside chat, and there was a submarine that did surface, and it was near Santa Barbara, and they did shell the oil field. It was called an Elwood oil field. And there was very little damage, although they called very little damage. It was $500 worth of damage. Which today's standards would have been about $8,000. There were no injuries, but people were already on alert. Santa Barbara is not too far from LA. So that's why they thought, oh gosh, anytime now, like we're just all along the West Coast. They thought, oh
yeah,
my gosh,
they're afraid that they're going to invade
gonna be
the beaches.
Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, even Alaska was under, you know, along the whole area there, that's the whole West Coast there. There were those, the blackouts and people just afraid for their lives. And, they're in this with the Battle of Los Angeles. There were I saw six reported deaths, and they were from car accidents.
Yeah, I saw five. That's
five.
Yeah.
And then two heart attacks.
Yeah, I know.
But you'd think it'd been long, like with all these people hearing all of these explosions and all this artillery fire, I'm surprised it wasn't more than that. And it's in the middle of the night, you know, so like most people, but like I said, I'm sure people weren't sleeping all that great with all the, you know, the fear of war and fear of being attacked. I bet people were truly on edge. Mm-hmm. So that kind of sets the stage. The other, another thing to kind of remember, is back in 1938, War of the Worlds, Orson Welles had come on the radio and they did basically a spoof saying, you know, we were under attack by aliens and this is the real thing. And
people bought into it.
And people bought
Absolutely,
into it. People
yeah.
went. Completely ape, you know what, and really took, you know, and it was like, oh, we were just kidding. It was on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it would be fun, and it wasn't. So this was the first real time, you know,
really.
they say even in Hollywood, they had, you know, a few like, you know, spaceship type movies and aliens, but they weren't, that wasn't a big thing. And then when this happened, Hollywood started to like really take alien invasions and that kind of thing like for serious.
Sure.
And this was all, the other thing to remember is Roswell happened 5 years later in 1947. And that's when, you know, okay, the government's, you know, at that time we still trusted the government, you know, the government wouldn't lie to us.
No,
you know?
Never.
And, but then we all know a lot of the story of Roswell. There's, you know, weather balloon. Oh, it was just a weather balloon. Oh, there's nothing to this, you know, look the other way. And nobody knew about, you know, what Area 51 was and all that kind of stuff. But so to think about it, this is, you know, when this was happening, they were all thinking we're under attack for World War II. Nobody was thinking aliens at that time. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is that it took a long time. Like the next day, journalists were making reports that, you know, maybe a blimp was seen, or, you know, the weather balloon thing didn't even come out for a while.
Yeah.
And they, other people had seen like enemy planes, you know, there were definitely plenty, you know, the Army or the Navy had their planes out, Air Force, you know, whatever they were, they had their, you know, people on high alert, but they said, no, they were enemy planes spotted. People knew it was the Japanese. Other people said that it looked like blimps, but there were a fair. What's interesting is a lot of these reports, people, and I saw some videos that were still from like the 80s and 90s of people saying, look, I was there. I know what I saw. I, you know, there were, the nerves were high, but I saw what looked like a, it was orange, like spherical, mm-hmm. and it was just hovering in the air. And they said, we didn't know what it was at that time. You know, we weren't thinking spacecraft, but it was glowing like a soft orange glow. And that's what they were shooting at. And they said, this is, you know, whatever you can say weather balloon now, because the weather balloon thing didn't come out, I don't think, until the 80s.
Yeah, because I saw a claim that, like, they sent weather balloons with flares up in the sky.
There was a red, it was a red flare and a weather balloon. Because there are reports, what makes this so complicated is that the military have, you know, they say one thing, which is, this is not anything new today. They'll say one thing and then they turn around and somebody says something completely different, or, you know, just there's the communication was so like muddled here.
The media, they tend to run away with the story too and embellish on it. And
whatever catches on, whatever sounds which, better, I mean, then that's what they're
going
to run with.
Going through all the recent presidential elections and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
you can see what the media does.
Oh, absolutely.
And the, you know, everything, COVID, everything.
And contradictions are, that's just drives me nuts on whatever the subject is, you know, the topic. It's like, oh, come on. Yeah. But that's the media.
So they came out and, like I said, I think it was the head of the Navy first. He came out and said that it was just warned. It was, the Secretary of the Navy, Frank Now, is that, or no?
Knox.
Knox. Oh, I'm sorry. Knox. Yeah, that's next. Frank Knox called it an attack, a false alarm. So that's the first thing they said. They didn't really say what it was. They just said, oh, it was a false alarm. So we shot 1,400 shells
for
hours.
Yeah. They said it looked like volcano erupting.
Well, and that's the one thing. They said, here's an interesting.
Yeah, but again, for nothing. Yeah. Well, enough to do it. Just
they say, you know, and this is, it's somewhat plausible, but okay, we're going to shoot at nothing. And then there's dust from that and smoke and, oh shoot, now we see something else and we're shooting at shadows. That's possible. Yeah. You know, if that's the true the Warner's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they say, or even if it was balloons, there were supposedly one weather balloon, maybe two, and balloons kind of go up and, you know, eventually they would disappear. Or how hard is it to shoot down a weather balloon? That was, you know, like, okay, weather balloons are plausible, but seriously, the United States military can't take down a weather balloon or two, and they never
don't fight back.
There's no, I mean, a weather balloon. There was never any weather balloon found anywhere. And they said that would not have been that, in that day and age, even, that would not have been hard to recover, something like that. There was only shrapnel found from all the artillery fired. So they never found any kind of planes, even though, like I said, eyewitnesses swore they saw some upwards of quite a few. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was so convoluted. But the next morning, this is what makes it interesting. There were pictures of spotlights, and that's one of the most, if you have not seen it, please go and look at the picture of.
There's a ton of pictures of that. Yeah.
There's tons of pictures. And there's more conspiracy with that too. But so there's spotlights shining at this object and it looks like an orb of some kind. And it looks like at that day and age, probably people wouldn't have thought about it. They would have thought about it as like a blimp or some kind of weird spacecraft, or not spacecraft, but military craft. But then they said the other problem is that the journalists would have fixed, you know, we call it photoshopping now, but they would have, you know, altered that picture. But that's what they did a lot of times, just to make things look a lot brighter.
Mm-hmm.
So what that looked like in the picture probably isn't what it looked like in real time. So that makes it a little more convoluted. But there, like I said, there are tons of eyewitnesses that say, I don't care what they say. You know, obviously that picture is in black and white, but it was some kind of an orb, some kind of a craft that they were unfamiliar with that did go slowly at times, and other times they said it was hovering. So we didn't have technology of any kind of hovering anything at that point. And they said that they shot whatever, when they were shooting at it, people saw them making contact with it, and it did not penetrate whatever craft that was. And so, and that was also from military reports too, is that it wouldn't penetrate from, these are from soldiers. But again, there was, you know, a military, a higher ranking officer would say, oh no, it was just weather balloon, or it was just our mistake or whatever. And then other people would be like, no, there was something that we were hitting and it was ding, 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 ding. You know, yeah, it wasn't bouncing off. Yeah.
Now, wasn't there claims of seeing blips on radars and then they disappear and then they come back? And
yes. And there were reports from everywhere from 2 miles an hour that they were going, and then at times stopping, hovering. And other times people had claimed 200 miles an hour these things were going. Mm-hmm. The most of the reports, they talk about it. That's why they're kind of saying, oh, it's a weather balloon, because it took an extreme amount of time for it to travel. What was it, 5 miles, 5 kilometers, whatever it was. So they were like, oh, that had to have been a weather balloon. It's like, okay, then show us the weather balloon, because it didn't exist. You know, they never found it. Mm-hmm. So, yes. And that's the other thing. That's the thing that they can't explain away, is what happened on the radar. Because all of a sudden it was there. It's being fired on for several hours. And, there was an intense amount of artillery, and then it would kind of waver down. And then they had it had happened throughout the night until the next morning. And it's like, so what did we need to expend this much energy? And I, like I said,
and they didn't have like concrete verification of what these things were.
No,
they're just shooting in the dark.
They say that, you know, whoever started the first shots would have come from the commander. So the commander, and that's very rare that a commander would be like, okay, we got to start firing. You know, what are we firing at? I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
And
shoot at it.
They said it would have been, you know, even though we were on high nerves with the war, it's just unlikely that our military would have reacted like this.
Right.
For no good reason.
Yeah, for no good reason. So they're in all retrospect, should have been something concrete there. They're just not letting us know.
Right.
Yeah. It's something threatening-ish.
Yeah.
You know, that. I mean, the theories on what it is, it just blows me away. I mean, just everything from, they said that, oh, it's it could be a Japanese aircraft that were hidden in Mexico, like some secret base.
I saw about the Mexico, which actually that makes sense, that if they were coming from Mexico, that would have been pretty strategic.
They might have developed a submarine capable of carrying aircraft.
After the war was over, though, the Japanese said,
It was not us.
No Mexico maneuvering.
Right.
And they said, no, wasn't us at all.
We didn't attack you.
And I guess it took till, 1949 is the first time it was the U.S. Coast Artillery Association called it a meteorological balloon. And that was the first time that they had said that. And then, but it wasn't in the official reports until like 1983. The 1983 U.S. of Office of Air Force History attributed to war nerves triggered by lost weather balloon. And they say the imagination and the smoke from the artillery caused all kinds of targets that were shot at. And that, to me, again, these are trained military people. I know it's the middle of the night, and you didn't have, you know, fancy smanchy stuff like we do now. But still,
I agree with you.
I think there's a huge question mark. Like I said, I could sit here and listen. I listen to so many videos, and Wikipedia just gives it, you know, black and white. It's like, oh, it was a mistake, blah, blah, blah. We were just nervous. There were blackouts, you know, all the way from Alaska down to, you know, the southern part of California. And it just, that's just where we were at, you know.
No, I agree with you, Sean. I don't think it's a weather balloon. And, you know, the Japanese, they denied it. And I don't think, I mean, that plausible, but no.
Well, yeah, I mean, they already attacked Pearl Harbor. So why would they hide if they're. Right. Attacking again.
They said downtown Los Angeles, you could feel the shock waves, and that's several miles away from where this was happening. You could feel the wall shake. That's how much artillery was being used.
Yeah. I mean, I love that picture. I had never seen it until
it's creepy, isn't it?
Decided to do the story. I'd heard the story, never saw that picture, and it's real creepy. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all the spotlights are fixated on one point, and you can see it.
There's a bunch of them too, yeah.
Like lit up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's definitely something in the sky.
Yeah. So, yeah, Google that picture, and I think the listeners would think that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. See what that looks like, yeah, with all the spotlights on it. Yeah. But, yeah, I'd never seen that picture.
So, yeah, it started early in the morning. It was like 1 something or 2 o'clock, and then it went till 7:15 the next day.
Wow.
Like in the morning.
Yeah.
That on and off, that it was official, quote-unquote, officially over.
All right.
That's a long time to be making a mistake, you know?
Yeah, and like you said, they did not have the technology as we do today, but still, though, even in the 40s, they had, for what they had, for the time period, still professionally trained, and they know the difference of, I would think.
Right.
What's why?
Yeah, this was saying an alert was called at 7:18 p.m. and was lifted at 10:23 p.m.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then the air raid siren sounded at 2:25 a.m.
Okay.
And then a total blackout was ordered. And then, what is this? They started firing, evidently, at 3:16 a.m.
Okay. Right.
And artillery fired continuously, or continued sporadically, until 4:14 a.m. And the all clear was sounded at 7:21.
Oh, wow. Gosh, see, that's a long, that's a long span of time.
Yeah.
And and tell me again, when did the night before, the evening, was it 7? You said?
The first alert was called at 7:18.
So about 12
hours.
On
the 24th.
From when it, so about 12 hours.
12 hours, yeah.
Because something was going on. Like I said, and I get it why people thought, oh, it's the Japanese were under attack. Perfectly
normal. Time period.
I would have thought too. Just bombed months earlier.
Well, they said, and up and down, like I said, the West Coast, there were blackouts in Alaska. We talked about that. And they were covering their windows. There was the talk of the Japanese submarines. And they were thinking that they had the technology of sending planes from the submarines.
Right.
Oakland had radio silence with their defense sirens. They said Seattle had imposed blackouts. There were 2,000 resident mobs that smashed businesses that didn't comply. I thought that was interesting.
Yes.
Did you see that at all?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
There was also, they said 500 U.S. Army troops were moved into the Walt Disney Studios to defend Hollywood. And this is beyond what we're talking about, against enemy sabotage and air attacks. Aircraft guns were installed. And bunkers were built, and the air raid precautions were all up and down the West Coast, or anti-aircraft, I should say, guns. And American merchant ships were attacked several times. I saw several instances where that was actually happening. So you can, like I said, you can see why people, but this was like, you know, if something's going to happen, this is what a time for that to happen, you know, and think about if this, you know, people with Los Angeles, I mean, it's kind of a, nowadays we think about it as a kooky town. I mean, I know there's a lot of craziness that goes on there, but back then, you know, like I said, and it is
a little different.
There was a video that talked about when we were talking about the Hollywood version of it, like after this, the Hollywood movies start getting more and more realistic with the UFOs. And then Roswell happened. It was like, oh yeah, this is a thing. And then it really,
like a snowball effect
50s. And even up until now, we still like alien invasions. We're talking about that. I sent the guys a video about like we're every day now on all the major news sources are covering. There's a new aircraft we're seeing, or new unidentified flying object, or they call them something different nowadays.
Yeah.
It's not a UFO is like a taboo, but UFA or I don't know what it is, but it's just unidentified objects in the air. And some of them are coming from the ocean, and there's some Bermuda Triangle and
all over. I mean,
and they're well,
Brazil and Australia.
What the video I sent you guys today, cause I like to think of things very logically, but now, but it is like, where are we going with this? If this is now part of our, you know, it used to be, oh, you had to really dig for this kind of conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
But nowadays we're seeing this every day, and there's questions on what is this? Is it military?
Possibly. And NASA and everything, we're getting further and further, because we just had one of our old probes go outside of our galaxy, or, you know, our planetary system. So it's just, our fingers are growing and getting deeper too.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's interesting to think what's going on. I think we live in fascinating times. I think it's a fascinating time. And then there's the report is supposed to come from the military. That's what's prompting all this stuff in the news. I think it's supposed to be like released by the 25th of this month. So June 25th, and May 23rd, 25th, something like that. And, they're supposed to release what they know about these crafts. And a lot of that's starting to leak. And they're saying that, what came out today in the media was 70 years we've been monitoring these things. And so, okay, so if we've been monitoring, it's not us, right? And it's not Russia, because after the Cold War, they showed us their alien files, and they do the same shoulder shrug we do, and they say, well, maybe it's the Chinese. I don't think it's the Chinese. The Chinese that many years ago were, you know, starving, and, you know, that China was still pretty underdeveloped. They're just now, and they've, you know, and I'm not trying to be, you know, whatever political, but they steal our technology now, like, and they very openly. So if they're trying to steal our technology, why, how would you think that they're some of this technology is like 1,000 years ahead of where we're at. So, mm-hmm.
It's amazing to think of 1,000 years.
But the government's not going to come out straightforward and say, "Yeah, these are UFOs. Yeah, this is alien." They're being very vague.
Yep.
Saying they're not ours. We don't know what they are, but we're not going to say that they're alien either.
Right.
Yeah. We can't confirm.
Yeah.
Can neither confirm nor deny. But the interesting
thing is, it's going to be a letdown, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as what we think.
It's going to be a big old balloon. You're waiting for it to pop, and someone just lets go of the valve, and it just slowly comes back down.
Or
exactly. It's not going to be a big bang of information.
That's a pretty likely scenario. Or the world as we know it changes after this month. You never know. I'm prepared for it. You don't think so?
No,
I don't know. We've been around long.
I don't either. I'm not
going to. I would be surprised, Sean, if it. I'm going on record that we're going to be surprised. I mean,
really? All right. No, I hope you're right.
Yeah. I hope I'm. Yeah. Well, I hope I'm right.
It'd be exciting if we are.
I couldn't care less.
My feeling is that, like, if it is, like, I'm not an anti, if there are aliens out there, I don't think that it's like, if they would have taken us out a long time ago. And I don't think they're what we think they are. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's something that would be more altruistic or more spiritual than what we think. You know what I mean? I really do. So
I can agree with that.
What I mean? Like that's how I feel.
You're saying you don't think it's going to be the typical little green, big headed Martian.
If
it is, I think we need to be
attack Mars. Oh,
Mars attacks. No, I'm not cool with that.
Or a close encounter.
I think we need to be asking a lot of questions if that's the case, because then I do think it is probably our government and governments that are trying to pull a fast one on us. I really do.
I just don't see. I don't see the typical alien.
No.
Picture in my mind of the big head, the big eyes, the long fingers, and I don't know. I think, like you said, I think it's going to be more of a.
Well, it could be like Men in Black. They look like us just walking around. Yeah, you don't know.
I think it's interesting.
You strip down there, there's some little alien-looking goofy thing.
I picture it, and I don't mean we're like orangutans, but we're like a bunch of chimpanzees slinging poo. I'm calling you would no.
I don't do that anymore.
Poo out in the schoolyard, and these quote-unquote aliens are the teachers coming out like, guys, there's a better way to – let's not sling the poo, you know? So that's how I look at it. I look at it as they're – you know, if it's anything, it's a source, it's a power that's going to be helpful and altruistic. That's my hope anyway.
Yeah.
Or like you said, it could be just a big nothing sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to go one way or the other, right? It can't be in the news this much for nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Unless it is a smokescreen.
Yeah.
So we didn't meet this. We're still talking about the Battle of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But this is, it's a great, it no, opens
but it,
up
but
a
it
great
does spur on.
Yeah.
Another type of discussion.
Because we have stair-stepped from like the first, if you really look back in history, and there are other, historically, like Alexander the Great, there's a great story about him being visited by aliens, and Hadrian's Wall was knocked down from some kind of spacecraft. And there are other people that throughout history.
And you see like the Mayans, you know, depicting in their portraits and stuff of these, you know,
elongated skulls
and things up in the sky.
All the hieroglyphics.
They all reference something from the sky.
That doesn't look like, humans.
Those aside, and those are,
civilizations.
That is history, but this is like, 1942 wasn't long ago.
Recent.
This
isn't into the modern, in our modern times anyway.
Sure.
So.
It's more getting a logical wrap around what's going on with it versus hieroglyphics and, that's a god, you know.
Right. It does. This is more scientific, more of putting a
true pinpoint on something.
I think it's interesting because, like, people think about this as like, oh, gosh, this will make us question everything in our faith and whatever. Honestly, I think it would draw us closer. There was a quote that I put on there that was talking about Louis Pasteur that said, a little bit of science takes you away from God, but a lot of science will only bring you closer. And I thought that was really, that was a cool quote.
It is. And that's the way I've looked at it.
Yeah. I do too.
Science and religion go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
And I know we're going to have believers and non-believers listen to the podcast.
Thank you
to both. But I'm a believer, and so I'm not going to shy away from that. I'm not going to tell anybody what to believe.
No, I agree.
Science is the discovery of what God made and what.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
we're playing catch up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Truly. I mean, you can. The human body. I remember our senior minister at our church. He was starting out right before his message, just 3 or 4 years ago, and he literally was just saying all that he just must have looked up just the amazing, you know, about the human body, all these amazing things. Like, did you know, the length of all the, you know, if you put the, your nerves together, you know, or the whatever, you know, and just, all, I mean, that just doesn't happen by accident. I mean, there's too much thought into it. Right. And I think I've said before, you know, it takes a lot more faith to not believe than to believe.
That's right.
I heard that right.
I agree with it.
But I mean, so a doctor studies the body, you know, for health, and God made that, you know, and again, like I said, I'm not trying to disrespect, the non-believers that think I'm full of hooey, whatever, that's fine. But, cause it doesn't change what I think, but I'm just saying, man, science is the investigation, the study of what, whether it's the body or the earth or whatever it is, you know, of what God created.
There's a number of how many atoms there are in the human body. And I don't even know how to comprehend the number, like, of it's ridiculous. Like, I couldn't even tell you what the number is. So that's to me, that's like infinitesimal. There's a huge amount in one body.
Well, it's like when they compare things to the grains of sand.
Absolutely right.
You know, it's like, you know, you can take all the grains of sand, put them together. I can't remember the exact thing, but like, you know, the universe is even bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it says you can take the grains of sand, but it doesn't add up to the amount of stars.
Yeah.
God created, you know, just think of that.
That's mind blowing.
Look at all the beaches and all the.
I've heard somebody put it, and this is like.
Pretty impressive.
And I know it's even more than this, but there, at any one moment of what we know, there is at least, this is, I'm sure, a huge lowball, 4 trillion different processes occurring every second in our bodies. That's what we know. Like the physical. Mm-hmm. So if you incorporate everything and the things we don't know, that is infinite. So your body, I mean, you're taken care of. I would say 1% would be being kind. It's probably point something, 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 you know, one that we're taken care of, which is very little, you know? Yeah. So that's in that. That could be an anxiety provoking, but it shouldn't be. It should be humbling, and it should give us even more reason to just
your body
be appreciative and grateful.
For the majority of it, your body is on cruise control. Mm-hmm. You don't. It's all involuntary.
Can you imagine if wait, I forgot to breathe.
Let me breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exhale. Oh, exhale.
I couldn't even deal with one organ, let alone all of them. You know. So yeah, it is. That's why in my field,
I look at it as a biological machine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
It's a vehicle that we're...
Yeah, it's God a biological, gives us the ability. Yep. Organic machine.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
it is.
Yep.
So what do we think about this?
Battle of L.A.
No, I mean, I can talk about that other stuff, but man, I just don't know. Yeah, I'm
fun.
Not convinced it's a... Yeah, it wasn't anything enemy related, you know, like the Japanese, and I don't think it's definitely not a weather balloon or whatever they said.
But they said there were stories as recent as 2011 that say, we're never going to figure this out because there's so much conflicting, like just from like Joe Schmo on the street that they got, journalists that reported that saw stuff, military that reported stuff, and that's convoluted.
It's
too
much.
It's, and you're getting, and at the top, you know, uppermost, it's crazy. People are like, weather balloon, just nerves, that's it, you know. That's way too simplistic.
It's also easier to say that too.
Sure,
to calm yourself down, maybe.
Sure.
To say,
I don't know what I saw. It was a weather balloon.
Because if you're like, gosh, it was really this, I mean, it could send, you could send yourself into a little tizzy.
I thought this was funny. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I wanted to make sure and tell this. Every February, the Fort MacArthur Museum, located at the entrance to the LA Harbor, they host an event called the Great Los Angeles Air Raid of 1942. So they celebrated this every year.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Johnny, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
I like Johnny Carson, for anybody that doesn't know who that is.
Yeah, that's cool, though. Celebrate that every year.
I think that's neat. Yeah.
I know. I feel there's definitely something there. Nerves, war nerves spooked them, and they just unleashed everything they had.
I think, I really don't know either. I think it's fascinating to think that it could be UFO related or some kind of otherworldly. And so that's a possibility. Do I think that's absolutely right now? I don't know.
Well, like you said earlier,
conclusive, but
you know, they're not going to start launching stuff until the commander gives the okay. And he has definitive information saying, hey, this is what it is. Or, hey, we don't know what the heck this is, but we need to get rid of it.
Right.
So he had some sort of intel to sit there and say, all right, let him go.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like I said, we're never going to get down to the bottom of that because a lot of these people are gone. You know,
yeah.
But
well, I mean, it's not 1842 or whatever.
Oh, 18, well, or 1942, but yeah.
No, no, I'm saying...
It's not 1842.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I'm saying when you said the technology then compared to now...
Right.
They had enough technology. Like I said, this isn't 1841, 1842.
Well, right.
They
had, no, I get
you know what I'm saying? If you're seeing it in the cowboy, you know, Doc Holliday might be looking up.
Going, yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know what that, you know.
Cowboys versus aliens. What a great.
Yeah, Jimmy running. Oh, I haven't seen riding his horse down.
Yeah, right.
We won't go down that road.
Right? I don't want to, yeah. No, but just, I think they had enough,
yeah,
you know, technology to kind of figure out at least
there's
something.
There's something
by.
There.
Yeah.
Well, don't know what it
not,
is.
Not a total gas, not a total, yeah. Well, I don't know. There's just unleashed the.
Yeah.
Firepower that we.
I've heard reports that our military, whatever our military says that their capabilities are, add 75 years to that. And
yeah.
Part of me thinks, oh, that sounds like conspiracy.
There's
but
stuff
you know what?
That they have.
It's probably pretty accurate.
We don't know what they have.
But I don't think, like I said, if like what we're talking about nowadays, you know, 1,000 years technologically, I don't think we have that all figured out.
Yeah.
You know, we may be trying to reverse engineer some of that stuff, but. If
oh, yeah.
Stuff
well, that, that's the whole.
Uncovered.
Whole different.
Or recovered.
The whole stuff with that one. Physicists or whatever it came out from working over at Area 51 area,
right? Yeah, you know,
reverse engineering the motors and that kind of stuff.
That's Bob Lazar, right?
Bob Lazar. Mm-hmm. Yep,
he's a popular.
Fascinating.
He is. Yeah, we should have him on the podcast. No,
oh my gosh,
come on our podcast.
We're not Joe Rogan barely got him.
I
on
know
the podcast.
Exactly right. Yeah,
wow.
But if you're listening, Bob Lazar.
Yeah, no, I've listened to a couple podcasts.
He's
not.
He's
I never
he's
heard
an
that
intelligent
guy until about years ago. Oh yeah. And he gets laughed at a lot, and he gets
but
he's totally consistent. Dismissed.
Yeah, he's consistent.
I think
by
he's,
a lot,
he's done
something there,
going out in public and publicly talking about. Because I think he's tired of his lab being raided every time he talks.
Exactly right. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
You know, and like I said, a lot of people in that, you know, they laugh at him or they think he's just doing it for
attention. That they say that's the last thing. He's so not that person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's not what
he must be left alone at this point. Yeah.
That's what he said. He didn't come out with all of his information to be famous, and he just felt the citizens of United States had the right to know what he saw and what he knew.
Yep. And supposedly he saw a lot.
Yeah.
Or knew a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and just to be honest, I've always been, I'll just say it easy, 50-50 on the whole alien thing. I am not quite sure because it makes sense. And it does, my fate, nothing like that has nothing to do with it. I just don't, I'm like, I can see it. Yeah. That makes sense. Then I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. There's no way. You know?
The Catholic Church has the biggest telescope, they say. Did
really?
You know that?
Yeah.
We need to look. We need to look into that.
The biggest telescope, huh?
My feeling.
It belongs to the Catholic Church because they say that only strengthens the God's, you know, love and knowledge. And
because
you
know, I'll say this again.
I would agree with that.
If there are aliens, I mean, you know, there's, whatever they look like, whatever they're flying in, God knows it. I mean, you know, it's not, he's not.
Like you said that one time, like, oops, I didn't know did I do that?
Right. You know, so it doesn't change my faith in who God is, what God did and all that and Jesus. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I've never been sold one way or the other, but I think it's a, you know, so I've never been a huge alien guy, but like a story like this is very fascinating because it's so what really did happen. It's so, it's unsolved. I mean,
they say Pope John Paul was huge into understanding this. And so he wasn't one to like, oh, no, we're not going to talk about it. He wanted to talk about it. And that's why I think they commissioned this telescope specifically under him.
So I've always.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
I believe that's correct.
I've always taken the stance of the universe is way, way too big, way too many galaxies. The possibility of our Earth being the only planet to be able to harvest life, I just don't see that we're just that one.
Mathematically speaking,
right. Yeah. There has to be other planets with other types of life.
And if
in
not,
my opinion.
And if not, why? Why are we the only one? So,
yeah.
But no, I agree. Yeah, I understand. It brings up a.
That makes sense too. Yeah.
I mean, it brings up a really fun discussion, you know. And like I said, we can all have. I don't know that I have and can articulate exactly my feelings. I think, like you're saying, Todd, 50-50, 60-40, I don't know. I'm somewhere in between all that.
55-45?
Yeah, or something like that. To be exact. So
I don't know.
I'm not all
I'm
in.
Just,
one
I've
way
always
the
thought
other.
That way. Yeah.
But I love to talk about it
too
and think
much
about
out
it.
There.
There really is, yeah. So anybody from the Vatican that knows anything about this, please let us know.
You can contact us.
Come on, Francis.
We need guidance.
Exactly.
Find us on Facebook. Yeah.
Bless us, pray for us, and then just tell us all you know.
That is interesting, though, that they have the biggest telescope, supposedly.
Yeah, I remember reading that.
We should probably Google that, but that's probably, I believe so.
Yeah, I thought I read that.
No, I wouldn't doubt it. It doesn't surprise me. I mean,
we'll look that up in between podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, I love this discussion. I mean, this is one, I'll take the fault if this isn't like super cool to talk about.
No.
Or people don't like it. But I think this was one that was like, you know, I know we're kind of just tiptoeing into the aliens and all that. And we might take it careful because we're not sitting here like with our tinfoil hats on.
We are. But, don't let him lie.
All right. I do have one on right now. Instead of art, but
we have
Todd would not put one on. Damn it.
We have many glasses of water half drinking because exactly. They have amoebas in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I love that movie. Signs is fantastic. Yeah. What's wrong with this one? It's got amoebas in it.
Amy and I watched that not too long ago. I've seen it probably 10 times.
But it is. Got the DVD, and it's still it's
classic.
Freaky.
Yeah.
I love when Joaquin Phoenix is sitting there with this. They're all sitting with their tinfoil hats and Mel Gibson.
Well, he didn't believe it at first, and the next thing you know, boom, they start putting tinfoil hats on.
And he's like, what are you doing?
I do love that. Is a great, great movie.
Yeah, and that is a scary.
But then it's like
Shyamalan. Shyamalan.
There's a lot of a lot of like future telling in it too.
Oh
yeah, like how it's a swing away. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, swing away.
Super cool.
Yeah. There's a lot to that movie, not just the alien concept. But
I like the when you can see the at the bottom of the doorway. And you can see him walking back and forth and reaches his hand and chops his hands off or chops
his
finger.
Chills there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That is a good movie. It's a really good movie. Or you see it on the roof.
Yeah.
Kind of towards the beginning, I think, of the movie. Yeah.
We do another movie review.
Signs. Yeah. No, that's good.
End of the world.
Well, so this was our first alien type episode. Yeah. So
I know.
Well, that was a good, to do it. Good step.
That was not lost on me. Yep.
I thought it was a good choice.
Yeah.
That was Sean's idea. So
I've been wanting to talk about aliens for a long time.
Nate's about to bust over.
He's like, been waiting to get his tinfoil hat on.
Yes.
I did. I said,
in his E.T. shirt.
I've got more alien stuff. Well, don't worry.
Some of my favorite movies growing up was the Alien series. Mm-hmm. I was intrigued with it.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen the first two. I mean, the original's great.
Aliens is fantastic.
Oh, man.
I'm always a fan of the second one, Aliens. But then the third one and all the rest. I mean, they're all pretty good too, mm-hmm. just continuation of the story. But then now they start doing all the prequel ones, Prometheus and all those.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sort of gives you like a backstory of why they were where they're at.
I'm finally understanding those now.
I've had to read articles on them.
It's a lot of bits and pieces.
Whole lot of stuff, and unless you have someone that's super smart and can put them all. Mm-hmm. You know, in a timeline, show you this is doing this because of this, and it's like, oh, okay, now I understand it.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked them. They're good series.
Not to take it on too much more of a tangent, but do you guys remember? It was back in the '90s, I think, early '90s. The Alien Nation. Remember the guys with like the aliens came to Earth and they intermingled with us.
Yes.
And
it's
a detective.
Yeah,
two detectives,
normal jobs.
Yes,
and, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, and having babies, and it's just like shows what their life was like. And
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a really good show, but it was kind of weird. You know,
what was that?
Maybe that's what. Maybe that's what you know we're heading into.
Mm-hmm.
What was that Morgan Freeman movie where he played the alien?
Ooh,
and I can't remember the other guy. He's another famous actor, white guy.
Oh, I don't know. Which man,
I can't remember. It was a good movie, but they both like are fighters for their.
Oh, you're talking about Dennis Quaid and
Dennis Quaid, yes,
and
Morgan Freeman.
It's not Morgan Freeman. It's
not Morgan Freeman. It's
this is the middle aged part of
Glover.
All this.
Yeah. Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, guys, this is the middle aged part of it. Where
you're gonna look that up, Nate?
None of our break. Yes.
Yeah.
He's gonna
just drive me nuts. Because I love that movie. I watched it over and over.
Enemy Mine.
Yeah, I've not seen that, but I know it. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it a long time ago. It was definitely 80s. It was 80s, mid 80s, something like that. Yeah.
Because at one time it was middle aged and the weather. Now it's like middle aged and dang it, I forgot.
That's what happens.
I know.
You know how many times I said that during the day?
My kids give me a hard time, and I'm like, you just wait.
Yep.
Just
Enemy Mine, 1985.
85.
Oh, my gosh. That is back
there. It is a good movie. Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh,
that's who it was.
Wow.
He was in that fighter pilot movie,
so we literally
too.
Named
every
actor we could think of.
Gosh. And I like all three of those actors, too.
Yeah, they're all great actors. Yep. Yeah.
We finally got it. It's okay.
Jeez, oh, Pete. That's bad. Yeah,
Louis Gossett Jr. Because he was also, like, there's a old 80s movie where these teenagers were training to be fighter pilots, and he was, like, their trainer and stuff. I always liked that movie, too. I don't know what, what it's called.
Say, we're starting this all over again.
Maybe we should do a Luke.
Yeah, I know.
Gossett Jr., yeah. There's a movie when he's the principal in a high school, and he's a hard-nosed guy, I think. I don't know. All those guys are great actors.
Each one of these were hitting brick walls. I'm not joining
And I love Dennis Quaid. Any movie that Dennis Quaid is awesome. In.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's action or he plays a good family guy, you know, type role. You know, the dad. Oh, man. How did we get?
We have gotten
Iron Eagle.
Battle of L.A. Huh?
Iron Eagle.
Iron Eagle.
Oh, remember? Well, there was a video game for that too, right?
No, I don't know.
Oh, we're not okay. Sorry.
We're going down the rabbit hole, guys.
I'm sorry. We gotta stop.
I'm gonna bring this together.
Back up.
Here.
Reverse. Hit it in reverse. Yeah. Reverse.
So, do we have anything else to say about the Battle of L.A.? Because I am.
Hey, that was the topic, wasn't it?
I think
a long time ago, back in 1942.
We went in a circle.
Yeah,
exactly. We did.
Listeners are going, what is going on?
Sometime we should talk about that.
See, this is what happens when we take a week off.
Oh, my gosh. We're just excited. And, yeah. We're excited to be together. Yep. We're like a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah. That was a good topic.
It's like a normal conversation, though. I mean, you start on a topic, and then
Isn't that what we kind of wanted to do this as?
Yeah. We had our inappropriate conversation before, which we should have recorded, and then we have this. We'll have another inappropriate conversation, maybe between, and then we'll have another good conversation.
I told Sean, I said, episode. I want it conversational. I don't want it scripted, and that's definitely not scripted.
Oh, no, we're not scripted.
And, you know, the worst part of this, I wish I could blame it on alcohol or drugs. We have not taken any drugs. There's no alcohol involved. This is just us.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. We'll try that one time. We'll keep you posted on which one that is.
Yeah. Oh, man. Maybe we'll get a sponsor.
Woo-woo. Yeah, right. There you go.
These guys need help.
Yeah, right. We'll read
that
the
little bourbon couldn't fix, right?
That's right.
All right.
Well, that was fun. That was a good topic. So.
Yeah, it was good.
Sean, you want to do your middle-aged moment?
Oh, my gosh.
It's
that
time.
It is that time. It's about that time, right? Okay. All right. I dug very deep for this one. This middle-aged moment, I want to remind everybody, and we say this during just about every cast we've had, that we talk about some weird stuff, we talk about creepy stuff, we talk about unusual stuff, but we try to bring it back around, and you know, there's mental health and our emotional health and the supportive community that we are and that we're building here. We want to keep reflecting on that, letting you guys know, you know, this is, we're here for you. You know, everybody needs a little bit of help. All the time anymore. So we try to bring a little bit of light into your life. So I have decided to go super, 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 really sappy. And I'm doing another song and I'm not going to sing this one, but you guys are going to know this one. And I'm going to give you a little hint. It is Michael W. Smith. Anybody Michael W. Smith fans out there? Oh yeah. Okay.
He's a Christian singer.
He is.
Musician.
So I'll give you a slight backstory. In high school, graduation, picture me, 1997. I'm in a purple gown. No mullets.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
I did have long hair at one point. There's one picture still surviving. If you can find my sister.
Bowl cut?
It was not a bowl cut. No.
Bowl cut.
It was just
that's
enough.
Even better than the mullet.
I shouldn't even admit
maybe
this.
Maybe it was a bowl cut with a mullet.
I did not have that during high school.
The
though,
bowl mullet.
I probably had like
the bullet.
I had a wave.
He had a bullet.
I didn't have a bowl.
The bullet.
Okay. You have to find the picture out for that one.
A mullet bowl.
All
right. Sorry.
Were you there? No. I probably did have like a wave in my hair though.
Oh, man.
Too much hairspray. But we, at our graduation, one of my friends, he played the piano and they sang, Friends Are Friends Forever. Do you guys know this song? Okay.
So not by the title.
Not by the title.
But I do know a lot of his songs.
Yeah. And again, I'll try not to break into song. Okay. It's going to be hard not to do. But this is very sentimental for me. It, for whatever reason, I haven't heard this song since I'm almost positive. I haven't heard it on the radio. I have not listened to it in all of these years. And all of a sudden, this last week, especially the end of it, like this came into my head, and I admit, I'm trying not to be too weird about it, but you guys came into my head, so and just friends in general, but you guys and knowing we were getting together again, and so I was thinking about all that. That's the backstory anyway. So, packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you, can't believe the hopes he's granted means a chapter in your life is through. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, because our hearts, in big and small ways, will keep the love that keeps us strong.
And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, because the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime is not too long to live as friends. All right, I got to hold back the tears here. With the faith and love God's given, springing from the hope we know, we will pray the joy you'll live in is the strength that now you show. But we'll keep... But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, because our hearts, in big and small ways, will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, because the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends.
I like it.
Aren't you glad I didn't sing that?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So... sometimes you just like, I know we're brothers, we're friends, we're brothers. We come together, we help each other out. And I can only say, I appreciate that. Like I said, I know this is 15. We're going to go to umpteen of these, a bazillion.
At least 16.
At least 16. Yeah, we got 16.
That's what we're going to do after this.
Slated tonight, unless one of us falls over dead.
We're gonna,
yeah. Sam, no, are we doing 16?
I know what you're saying. I agree too.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the friends and family out there. We appreciate you guys, and that song goes out to all of you. But like I said, I'm really, you know, not in a weird way, but just I'm sending that to you guys.
Well, thank you,
so
thank
I
you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys being there for me.
Same here.
Everyone I've talked to about the podcast and everything else, I mean, it's nothing but positive vibes.
Shut it down.
Everybody.
Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down. You're ruining airwaves.
This is a really special moment.
Yeah.
I have to admit, though, that Sam just farted right next to me. And oh, my God. It's like death.
It's
thank you, Sam.
It's strong.
Sam is also our friend.
He is bad.
Poor Phew. Sam. No. I could,
he had to get, let go of the demon.
I can get exactly right. I can get it. Get Aaron. Aaron, where is Aaron at when we need her?
Yeah, it's strong.
Yeah. I mean, the force is strong with this one.
Oh, my God.
It is. Yeah, it's hit me now. I'm like, holy moly, my glasses are fogging up. My gosh.
I could give him some competition, but I'm not going to do it tonight.
Oh. But no, anyway, back to you. Same thing. I appreciate you guys. And,
yeah.
You know, it's we get a lot out of this podcast. I mean, it's fun to talk
money?
About.
Money? You get a lot of money?
I haven't gotten any money.
Somebody talked to me about that.
You
last
guys
week.
Are getting money?
This week, somebody said, like,
I didn't know
they
that.
Were talking about, like, we're getting hand over fist money. And I was like, it makes nothing.
Who
and
said
I said,
that?
I'm not going to mention who it was.
We haven't made a dime. Well, I mean, we made a little bit on the merch, a little bit, but.
Well, it goes back into, I said anything we've made, which is very little,
and we're saying that for
back into the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, we're not making salaries off of this and all that.
We have jobs.
We're not retiring.
No, that's what I said, yeah.
No.
No worry there.
We have to make a lot of money to retire.
I would kind of love that, though, if we could do this
that
all the
time. That would be nice. Yeah,
that's just a side.
Speaking of retiring, my older brother, Steve, he retired. His last day was a week ago, like the last day of May or whatever, the last Friday of May.
Congratulations.
So congratulations to my brother, Steve.
We're all trying to get there.
He's 62, or will be 62. That was the age of my dad when he retired. So
they keep moving
cool.
retirement up, too, right?
And that guy is a hard worker, and he's been working since he was 18 years old. And, you know, and I'm only 12 years away from that. If I decide to retire at 62, that's like really not that long.
Yeah.
I mean, long enough, but yeah really not that long.
62, but what about 65? And 65, you might as well
be
70. And 70, might as well.
No, thank you.
Just go into, just dig your own grave
no,
and jump
thanks.
In.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's, but as well. No, I'm glad you read that song, Sean. It was awesome. Good words. Yeah, I like Michael W. Smith. He's very good musician.
I thought you guys would approve.
Well, thank you. So yeah, if you want to, what else we got?
I have got announcements. So we always want to tell you guys, I know there's been a lot of thank yous and all that kind of stuff, but we want you guys to be able to contact us and be part of this show. You can always get us and reach us at our email address, makopodcast@gmail.com. So that's makopodcast.
With two A's.
Two A's. That's good to point out. We have merch. We talked about merch. We'll talk about merch again. You can get just about any kind of product with our logo on it.
Anything and everything.
Anything. And that means anything. You can message us at Facebook and Instagram or email us your orders, of course. And that also brings us to the fact you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
And we've seen a good jump on our membership. So you to everybody that joined our Facebook group. And we're almost to 100 on Instagram, but we're 229 on
someday
Facebook.
These numbers are going to seem little to us, but right now they're just like, oh my God, for just a almost brand new podcast with, you know, just
And we pay attention to that, guys. I mean, we really do. I mean, we really, yeah. It's if it jumped to 230 tomorrow, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I mean,
it is. Yeah,
it's a big deal to us.
We got one more.
Every little bit does count. And we're not. Yeah. We're trying
one more person I can send my dad jokes.
We're trying not to look at the numbers, but we do look at the numbers because it's like, oh my gosh, people. You know, people are enjoying it. I'm not afraid to admit it.
It's awesome.
We're enjoying it for sure. And even absolutely. if it's crickets everywhere else, but in here, that's fine. But it's nice when it's a little more than that.
It's appreciated.
Thought I was the only one that could hear those.
The crickets, yeah.
I hear things in my head, but
yeah.
Their voices, no.
So we've been doing a lot of thanking, but thank you for your support, encouragement, all that we've received, you know, each individually and at work and our friends, our family, and just people we have no idea who you are out there. Texas as a whole.
Yeah.
It's its own country and universe, right? Yeah. Thank God for that. And you can find us on all kind of platforms, of course, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, and a laundry list of other ones. If you can't find us on a particular one, look somewhere else because we're on a bunch of them. And the most important thing that we can say is and give out the numbers for our mental health. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four is HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. And the last four on that is TALK.
And what do I always say? I always say, great job. Perfect great job. Every time.
I should do this as a career. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, you do a good job.
Do it live every time.
At 20. I know.
Yeah. Every time.
I'm not reading it from anything, I promise.
He's not holding a piece of paper in front of him and reading it word for word.
I got my spectacles on so I can see. Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's awesome. And just to mention that if anybody out there thinks talking to a counselor or whatever is because there's a stigma. I think it's lessening, but there's still with some people, and I get it because I used to be that person. That shows weakness or oh, waste of time or oh, how are they going to help?
I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And I've had two counselors, but anyway, I found a new place here locally, and I'm not afraid to announce that. So.
Good.
I'll be hopefully scheduling something in a couple of weeks. So
good.
Yeah.
Does it help? I mean, when we get together, we just beat the tar out of you. And is that how are those weekly beatings helping?
It's kind of getting a little old, but you know. I mean, you know.
Nate throws a blanket around him. I punch him a couple times.
Just don't bruise him.
Exactly right. Yeah.
That's why I'm going to counseling.
Nobody's the wiser. Yeah. Oh, is it? I'm so sorry.
So Sean and Nate.
Joking.
Yeah, but no. We want to make sure everybody out there is healthy and, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
For sure.
So do what you need to do to help yourself.
And we're always here, all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I always say if there's something that you want us to pray for or just say an encouraging word, please don't hesitate to do that.
We're getting more and more interaction, too, on especially Facebook and some on Instagram. And that's nice.
We are getting more reactions to what we post.
Yeah.
I would love to see some listeners post memes or jokes or whatever, as long as it's
some. Every once in a while,
you know. We'll but there's a lot of, you know, we can see how many people
have seen,
you know, say like viewed by or seen by 87 or one. The other day it was like 110. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Almost half the, yeah. I mean, if you got a funny, you come across something silly, funny, it doesn't have to be
Todd's mind games.
Creepy, right? I love putting those out there.
Sometimes I get them and I'm like,
Other times
I don't get them. And sometimes
what's funny is I love my dad jokes, but now I like putting those, like the brain teasers,
you know,
find the hidden words or the math. I love I'm a math guy, numbers guy. So, sometimes there
are some of them you have to perceptually look different, like those parking spaces. It's like, oh, you just
flip
have to look,
it over.
You flip it over.
Love that one. I love that one. I don't remember who it was, but
Chris Lasley.
Okay.
Is a friend of mine and a friend of my brother's.
Okay. Yeah. Dude. I was like, good job.
And he had that. And I almost said
before, so I didn't answer.
Oh, okay.
I almost said, I'll go with Chris cause he's a math guy. And cause I was like, I didn't see it at that moment, but as soon as I looked at it long enough, I'm like, okay, I see how he's seeing it.
And just to tell you, I go through these on a evening or whatever. I'll go through 50 of them. And I just like, I mean, I'll do them in my head, you know, I'll do them.
Sure.
And then I'll pick out the ones that I think, you know, and like I said, some are easier than others. Cause I'm like,
fights off dementia, right?
Yeah, that's right. What?
Yeah. Which we're all of us.
Anytime you guys want to post something, do it, you know, if it's appropriate,
feel free.
Nope. Yeah. So, well, guys, anything else you want to say before I wrap episode 15 up?
No, but Nate has to say it. It's not.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. I always have to wait until I hear that's a wrap because that makes it official.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to sign off until I hear the that's a wrap by Nate. You ought to copyright that, by the way. You think?
I think someone already has it.
You think so? Ah, shoot.
Or is it public domain?
I think it's public domain.
It's probably public.
We'll go with that.
Public domain.
And if you get in trouble, domain. Oh, well, sorry.
Public domain? I don't know.
I don't know.
No pressure, no problem.
Well, guys, thank you as always for listening to us, and thank you for listening to our topic in episode 15. And until next time, creepies, Nate is our sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.